Your Locked On Golden Knights, your daily podcast on the Vegas Golden Knights, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Golden Knights podcast. I am your host, Carlo Gonzalez. You might know me from my other podcast, the Weekly Nightly podcast that I've been doing for about 2.5 years now. And I've been covering the Golden Knights for about that long. And you can find me on Twitter at SumDude88. That's SumDode88. And before we get into the show, I just need to tell you guys that this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Downloaded Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. So today is Wednesday, game day, game two of the Montreal versus the Golden Knights series in the semifinals. The Golden Knights have a chance to go up 2-0 against Montreal and really put the pressure on Montreal. The Golden Knights needs to win that. They cannot allow Montreal to steal home ice. So I feel like the Golden Knights need to come out there and win this game. In this episode, I want to talk a little bit about the keys to the game and how the Golden Knights can keep the pedal to the metal and really kind of clamp down on Montreal and really keep control of the series. And I want to talk about which players I think should perform better or what I am looking for from each of these lines and how they match up with Montreal. And so the Golden Knights, I talked about this last episode and how good the Golden Knights played in game one. The key to it, I think, is how they're able to attack Montreal. Montreal has been so used to be able to stop teams like Toronto and Winnipeg in the blue line because those teams, just like Colorado, we talked about last series, they like to enter the zone by carry the puck into the zone. That's how they like to enter the zone. Once Montreal started to face the Golden Knights, the Golden Knights can do two things. They can either carry the puck into the zone, or what they're really good at is the dump and chase. And a lot of teams are not very successful at doing that against the Montreal Canadiens because Carey Price is one of the best goalies that handles the puck. If you let the puck go, if you dump it in and let it go around behind the net, Carey Price will get it and he will clear the zone easily. Well, what the Golden Knights have noticed, when they dump it in the corners where Carey Price can't get it. And the Golden Knights' big forwards are able to kind of bully the Habs defensemen. The Habs defensemen are used to playing teams that are not as physical. They usually are the ones that are bullying the other team. When Vegas comes in, and then Vegas comes in, and they're getting bullied by the bullied, the bullies. The Golden Knights are a very, very physical team, as you know. Talked about this a little bit last episode, but if you think about it, Montreal came in playing against Toronto, who is a very high skill finesse team. Not that big. They don't play that physical, especially their forwards, right? Maybe their fourth line do, but they're high-end skilled talent forwards like Matthews, Marner, Nylander. They're all kind of skill-based players. And then you go to the Winnipeg Jets, it's the same thing. You have guys like Connor, You guys have like Shifley in game one, all those guys. And once Montreal in those games, Montreal were just pushing them around and bullying them. Well, once the bully got punched back, they retreated. You know the saying when when a bully, you're getting bullied or whatever, you know, young king, you tell us like, yeah, if you punch back the bully, they kind of retreat back. Okay, Montreal are not the bullies now, and I felt like they didn't know what to do. There was a lot of scrumming. Corey, I remember that there was a time in the game when Corey Perry tried to do a Corey Perry thing on Pacioretty before the face-off. He tried to do a little trip on Pacioretty, and Pacioretty kind of just like took it and he didn't fall down. And Pacioretty did it back to him and Corey Perry fell down. And I thought it was pretty funny. The refs didn't call it because they saw what Corey Perry did. And, you know, like, what'd you expect, right? I thought both should have gotten a penalty, but the refs were not calling those kinds of penalties that night. I expect this game to be very physical. I expect Montreal to punch back a little bit, but it's really hard to punch back. This is why I said to earlier, a few episodes ago, where I think when we were talking about the lineups, this is the kind of team that Ryan Reeves is going to be good against. This is the kind of team where when the other team is trying to bully you, Ryan Reeves is there and he's just gonna shut him up. And it's not just Ryan Reeves. I talked about Toronto and saying that their star players are not that physical, but their bottom six probably are. Like, they had Thornton, they had Simmons, but in Vegas, the difference is Vegas is all over their lineup. Everybody's pretty much physical, right? Mark Stone is a big guy. Pacioretty's a big guy. Riley Smith is very physical. Marchessault is not a big guy, but he's very physical. He plays like he is 6'4", 250, right? Marchessault does. Alex Stuck is big and fast. You have the grinding fourth line at the bottom. And you have the big defensemen that the Golden Knights have. And the Canadians, when they try to out-physical Vegas, they're just not successful about it. And that, I thought that was one of the biggest keys of the game early in the in game one, where Vegas just dumps in the puck from the blue line. So I'm going back to the point earlier in the dump ins, because after the second period, Vegas started doing this. The Habs are really good at stopping zone entries, zone carries, right? So Vegas started to dump in the puck, and their forwards just keep winning the puck battles on the boards. Not in the first period. I thought the first period, Vegas came out a little bit flat. I think Montreal, having it being first time seeing crowd, I thought they used that as energy. But once the Golden Knights found their legs and found their rhythm, it was just all up, like it was just all Golden Knights from there, right? Everything turns out Golden Knights. So I expect the Golden Knights to keep the physicality up. Montreal is not a small team. They do have small players like Caulfield and Kotkaniemi. There was a point in game one where I thought it was hilarious when Kotkaniemi tried to scrap with Keegan Kolesar. And I thought to myself, boy, oh boy, that's the last person other than Reeves you want to be scrapping with. And a lot of Habs fans probably don't know much about Keegan Kolesar because this is his first year in the league, like his first full-time year in the league, and they didn't play each other all year. So they don't know that Keegan Kolesar broke a guy's jaw during a fight earlier in the season. They didn't know that he just gut-punched the Kings player, I forgot who he was, and just ended the fight straight out. Yeah, Kotkaniemi, you're a little guy. You do not want to mess with Kolesar. And that's the kind of team that's been bullying the Habs in game one. Hopefully Vegas can keep up that physicality throughout the series and really punish Montreal for trying to be more physical than the Golden Knights. I want to then talk about how Vegas kind of dictates tempo. Everybody talks about it, what that actually means and how they dictate the flow of the game and control the game. But before that, let me tell you about Locker Room. It is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You can even find Locked On hosts across NBA, MLB, and NHL. I'll be joining the app soon, so make sure to get started and I'll meet you there. Go download the free Locker Room app now, currently available in all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile link or Twitter to join MLB, NFL, or NHL groups for the latest league updates. I know you'll find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. I can't wait to join you on the app. I'll be sure to let you know once I get Locked On Golden Knights room. Download the Locker Room app now. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. This episode is also brought to you by Built Bar. If you're looking for a great pregame snack, Built Bar is the way to go. It is delicious and healthy at the same time. You have 9 delicious flavors to choose from, like coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. Built Bar is high in protein, but low in calories and low in sugar. For example, my favorite flavor, salted caramel, has 17 grams of protein, but only 130 calories and 4 grams of sugar and 4 grams of net carbs. Order today, you can try the raspberry or mint brownie or whatever you like. If you still don't know what flavor to get, you can try our mixed box where you can get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. So the way the Golden Knights can control this game, I think, in my opinion, I think one of the biggest keys to winning game 2 is to score first. I talked about this last time where the Montreal Canadiens were leading during their 7-game win streak. They were leading the whole time. And Montreal Canadiens are very, very good when they are leading the game. They are very good at clogging up the middle of the ice, clogging up the blue line, and they make it a really hard task for you to come back to a game. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the Golden Knights, except the Golden Knights, I feel like, has more firepower than the Montreal Canadiens. So if you notice, the Golden Knights are also very good at clogging up the lanes and the blue line when they're ahead. They kind of clump down, but Vegas, the difference is that Vegas can still counterattack. And it showed in game 1 where when Montreal was chasing the game and they got out of their structure and Vegas was able to capitalize to extend their lead. Vegas needs to have a good start and they cannot rely on Marc-Andre Fleury to keep Montreal off the boards this time. They need to possess the puck early and get a goal. Once Montreal gets that early goal, and they've done it plenty of times, they always get a quick goal like within the first half of the first period. That's been their recipe throughout their 7-game win streak. Vegas cannot allow that. I mean, if Montreal does score early, I still am confident enough with Vegas that they are able to come back and come back and win, because Vegas is also a very resilient team. It's just the fact that we shouldn't let that happen, right? We shouldn't have that situation happen. Let's try to avoid that. I'd rather have Vegas play with a lead and take Montreal out of their comfort zone. Be the aggressor. Be the one to control, dictate the pace of the game. Colorado did that in game one of Vegas, and it was very effective. It was Colorado that dictated the pace of the game. Later on that series, Vegas started to dictate the pace of the game, and I think that's why they were the ones that was very dominant. Vegas knows how to come back from a game, though, as we mentioned from the Colorado series. Colorado has scored first, but the difference between Colorado and Montreal, which why I am a little bit weary and a little bit more worried if Montreal scores first than if Colorado scores first, because of Montreal's structure. Colorado, the way when they get a lead, they try to pad their lead. They keep on attacking. They do not change the way they play. And that itself was the Golden Knights was able to come back and play offense and score those goals, those needed goals against Colorado. Colorado does play defense a little bit. They're not as their structure is not as good as Montreal's. That's what I'm saying. But when Montreal gets a lead, they clamp down. They don't care if they score again, because all they need to do is stop the other team from scoring. And that's been their mantra since the Toronto series. And that's how they came back. Toronto could not solve Montreal's structure. But once you get them out of that comfort zone, as you saw in game one, that was the first time they were trailing, they have to push. They have to press their defensemen. They have to press their forwards, and they cannot play their trap game in the blue line. And that just benefits Vegas, because that's what Montreal is good. Speaking of defensemen, there's been rumors talks that Montreal is trying to get Jeff Petrie back into their lineup, which they actually, it's a big deal for them. He is their best defenseman at moving the puck, at getting the puck out of the zone and clearing it defensively. Without Petrie, they had a really hard time clearing the puck against Vegas. Now, that's something Vegas cannot control. That is something that Montreal is trying to do to counter against Vegas. They also have other lineup options. They have Thomas Tatar sitting in the bleachers right now, in the suites right now, watching the game. They can adjust that. They can make that adjustments, but Vegas needs to take their punches and counterpunch. Whatever Montreal does, Vegas needs to have something to counter it with. But it's Montreal's move right now. Vegas doesn't really have to do anything. They dominated game one. It's Montreal. Montreal is the one that needs to adjust. But if they make the adjustments and Vegas just does nothing, then they're going to start to panic and probably start making hard decisions on their lineup. Kind of reminds me when Colorado was lost game four and they had to blender their lineup. It worked for a bit in game five. Vegas was able to pull out that victory. But my point is, Vegas is in control of the series and they need to keep that control. That's their biggest goal in this game. They need to win the game. They cannot allow Montreal to steal home ice, and they cannot give them momentum in the series and in games. Vegas needs to keep the metal to the pedal from what they did from last game and just keep going. Individual players, I think a few played really well. Pretty much everybody played well last game, but a few I think needs a little bit more oomph for game two. I want to talk a little bit about that, but first let me tell you about BetOnline. It is the fastest and easiest way to get all your sports action. Hockey and basketball are deep in the playoffs right now, and you can track all the action in BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next puck drop, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Promo code locked on. So last game, we had three goals from the defensemen, and it was amazing. And the third line got their one goal with Janmark. Great setup by Alex Tuck. But what I noticed last game, if I look at all, I actually went back and looked at all the advanced statistics and all the possession numbers and stuff. One thing that concerned me a little bit was that the first line, the Pacioretty, Stevenson, Stone line, actually didn't have that great of possession metrics. I mean, I don't think they played bad. Like, my eye test didn't look bad. I thought they had a pretty good game. They had that one really good chance that Carey Price totally stole from Mark Stone, the 2-on-1 breakaway. But other than that, they didn't really have that many chances. There was the Marchessault chance that once again Carey Price stole, but Mark Stone, that it was fed by Mark Stone. I believe it was Mark Stone that got that to Marchessault. But we need the top line, the top six line to perform in this series. I know it's just one game, and like I said, I thought they played pretty well. But the Philip Deneau line in Montreal is known to be a shutdown line. And I understand that. They did their job so well. The Mark Stone line didn't get a lot of opportunities that game, and that's what they're there for, right? But I think the Stone line is still better than the Deneau line. And if the Stone line, I'm not saying that they played badly. Like, that's what I'm saying. But what I want to see from the top line, from the Mark Stone line, is for them to generate a lot of offense and a lot of scoring points, a lot of goals, scoring points, a lot of goals against the Deneau line. Because if that happens, that mystique of the Deneau line, the shutdown line that Montreal has, that they've been bragging all playoffs, that like, hey, you cannot score. This line shut down Matthews. This line shut down Winnipeg, the Connor line. That mystique will disappear from them. And if they don't have that, all they got is Carey Price. And we already scored a lot. We scored four goals in Carey Price, which Carey Price had a really, really, really good game. Not to take anything away from Carey Price, right? Carey Price was fantastic that game, and yet he still allowed four goals. That's how good Carey Price is. But going back to the Deneau line, if you break them, if the Mark Stone line figures out a way to score, I don't know, two or three goals for games, like two games in a row, And this, I think the series is over. That's all. That's once they break, that's their bread and butter. That's their backbone. Their scoring line obviously is the Suzuki line, but they that line also didn't do anything. The only goal that the Canadians got last night or on game one was a power play goal. Cole Caulfield's first. They didn't really get anything 5-on-5 after the first period. Actually, after the first 10 minutes of the first period. Like I said, it was all Golden Knights since then. So Vegas needs to stay away from the box. Yada, yada, yada. We had a really good penalty kill in the regular season, but those are against teams like the San Jose Sharks, the LA Kings. I don't see it. I don't want to look at that regular season stats because it was a little fluffed a little bit. You see how good Colorado's power play was against us. Even Minnesota's power play looked good. But what my point is, Vegas, if Vegas just kind of takes their just take the series to them, just insert their presence into Montreal and just kind of exert their dominance, I don't know if Montreal can recover. Like I said, they are a resilient team. But at the same time, they played Toronto. Is it? Here's a question I want to ask you. You can tweet me. You can answer me on Twitter at me at somedude88. Even ask your Leafs fan or Habs fan this, okay? In the series against Toronto, was it Montreal's resiliency or was it Toronto choking? I don't want to say a little bit of both. I just want to troll Habs fans, okay? But you got to think that a little bit. I don't think so. I don't want to take anything away from Montreal because they did come back from that series. And they did. It was Montreal exerting their game into Toronto. And then Toronto choked. I guess that's the answer. I mean, you can still, you know, at me, but whatever. Habs fans, go at me. It's fine. But and then Winnipeg didn't show up. If Vegas really assert themselves against Montreal, they're not Tampa. They're not Toronto. They're not Winnipeg. And once Montreal realizes that, I think the series is over. I know it's one game, and I'm just being optimistic here. I'm just being a fan. Okay. Sometimes I try to be level-headed and I try to be kind of even keel about how I see hockey in my fandom. I'm optimistic, but I'm also kind of cautiously optimistic at the same time. But it's hard not to be so optimistic for Vegas right now because they just look so good. My head's kind of growing right now as a Vegas fan. So I kind of know what Colorado felt like during that game one they did. So that's on me. If I jinxed Vegas, that's on me. I do have Vegas in five. That was my prediction. I have him in five because I think Carey Price is going to steal a game from Vegas. But I think Vegas is such a much better team than Montreal, and they're not. Vegas has choked in the past before, but they've learned from those and they have become a resilient team through the process. They're not like Toronto, who didn't learn from their past. Vegas grew and got stronger after they fell down, and I think this year is a culmination of that, and I feel really good about it. But that's it about me. I'm just gonna leave it at that. That's the episode. If you're looking for the perspective of the Montreal Canadiens and how they're feeling, go check out Locked On Canadiens on any of your podcast providers. Or for a league wild perspective, go check out Locked On NHL. Go check out my other podcast. We come out weekly. We have a weekly episode. That's why it's called the Weekly Nightly Podcast. Also available on all your podcast providers. But other than that, follow me on Twitter at sumdude88. That's sumdood88. And I still don't know how to end a podcast. So thank you for listening.